This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
We are continuing to examine the moment that Alec Murdaugh thought he was being genuine and true and loving and kind and persuasive to all of his victims in court just the other day at his financial crimes sentencing, which ended up, you know, he could have been at 1,000 years, but thanks to our judicial system, he gets 27 roughly. To deal with. We're going to continue on. If you have not viewed the first part of our segment, you may want to do that. Lots of interesting things in there, including what I think is an admission of Alec Murdaugh of lying about Gloria Satterfield, and maybe there being some wrongdoing there. But let's continue on. This picks up at about 15 minutes into what he said was going to be a 5-minute speech.
So I'd like for you to think about it. Despite what was said in this courtroom today, I can tell you that through my attorneys, I have been asking for a plea offer since the very beginning. The very beginning. I formally pled guilty within 2 weeks of receiving the very first plea offer.
Let's give him a cookie for that. He seems to want some sort of reward.
However many days. But I formally pled guilty within 2 weeks of receiving the very first plea offer.
I love that guy's look.
And you've heard a lot of talk about the sentence. And I will tell you that the sentence that I'm agreeing to is harsher than I wanted. It's certainly harsher than I had hoped for.
He waits for the audience response. It's like,
right?
Oh, poor. He's like looking around the room like, anybody? Anybody got any sort of reaction of sympathy to me? Everybody's like, you should have gotten 1,000 years, not 27 years, you fucking asshole.
Exactly.
I will tell you that while I am pleading guilty for a number of reasons.
Because you're guilty?
Which I believe are valid. None of those reasons is more prominent than my hopes that seeing me punished will help each of you heal and begin to be able to put this behind you. Because I can see it. I mean, I can feel I know what you've been through.
No, you don't.
No. No, not at all.
I know it, but I sense it. And I am so sorry.
And that's it. People like him. I mean, I think that's a really interesting way that he made that statement. Maybe I don't feel it, but I sense it. That's how a lot of narcissists work. That's why they're narcissists. They don't have the ability. They're incapable of feeling those things. So they have to kind of try and learn to pick up on cues and sense things almost, and then try to act appropriately. But when they're in the midst of some of the horrible things that they get into and do to others, they're not sensing that in those moments. It takes moments like this to go, oh, I sense maybe somebody realized or caught me and I shouldn't have been doing that. No, it's wrong, but they don't sense the guilt, the remorse, the empathetic impact that it's going to make on someone until it's too late. And even then, it's still kind of like a, maybe I shouldn't have done that. I don't know. But yeah, I got all this. It really worked out, and they keep going, and they keep going until you get something like this.
Now
that's a really good insight.
To a few different people. I want to start with Buster.
Who's not there.
Right, correct.
Ain't no Buster in that room, and good for Buster. This is where he gets mad at the media for the Stephen Smith connections.
Deep breath, shaking his head. Here it comes.
Is this all acting, you think? Do you think all of this is acting?
It feels very dramatic. He's just shaking his head, pursing his lips.
I am so sorry that I let you down. I am so sorry that I have not been able to be with you. During such hard times.
That you created.
I am so sorry that I did so many things that are so contradictory to every single thing Mom and I ever taught you. And Paul.
I think I see a little snot there. There's a little bit coming.
I am so sorry. Yeah. I am so very sorry.
I was worried we weren't going to see that this time around.
We haven't seen a tear yet. I'll say that. We've seen a lot of lip and this and that, but not a lot of authentic emotion.
Yeah, he's not wiping away any tears.
That somehow caused some people, especially people on social media, and some people in the media, to somehow believe that based on the things that I did, that it is somehow okay to make false, baseless, unsubstantiated claims against you that are not only based on no facts, and no evidence whatsoever, but also not based on any semblance of reality.
Oh, you mean, Alec, like the time you went to all the other families in that boat that your son drove into a bridge and killed Mallory Beach, and then you tried to pin the blame on other people's kids? That time where you weren't taking any sort of responsibility for any of that? And you were making claims that were not based on any semblance of reality. other than what you wanted? Is that so? You are surprised that other people are looking at your kids, and by all accounts, really, you know, should Buster Murdaugh have died? Which one's dead? Paul's dead.
Paul's dead.
Should Paul have died? No one deserves anything like that. But was he the shining example of a well-balanced child before his death? No, he was a little fucking asshole who was doing horrible things, who was living a arrogant, entitled life of a narcissist, just like Daddy.
Yeah.
It's not a far cry for people to go, I wonder what else is going on here, when there does appear to be some legitimate connections to other crimes that maybe your children knew about, maybe were involved in. I don't know. But I think it was a fair question to ask, considering you just went through and tried to completely cover up your other son's crimes.
Right.
And kind of got caught at that. It's kind of the whole thing that started pulling this whole world down on you, which maybe that made you a little mad, because that really kind of went against your own narcissistic plan to have your own little narcissistic seed doing the same shit back to you that you did to everybody else. And that may have just upset you so much that you blew his fucking brains out in the dog kennel. Maybe. I'm like, oh, it's way too far. I don't know. Look at him now. Look at how he talks. Look at what he says about all this shit. I don't think it's a far cry that the family annihilator plot, quite honestly. I think there are other plausible ones, but when you have a brain like this, I don't think it's a far cry for someone like that to want to eliminate anyone, including their own blood, if they view them as a threat to their image and their own identity. Because above all, to a narcissist like this, what's number one will always be number one, no matter how many kids you have, no matter how a family man you are, no matter how loving you are to your wife, number one is always going to be you.
The one in the mirror.
And that's how he is still living in this response to the victims today. Let's continue on.
Whatsoever. And I am so sorry that you have had to go through that. I know, Buster, that you know that I have always been proud of you.
He's just kind of staring off into the ether. I like wonder like what he's not like really addressing anyone because he's not there. Be better if they had like a mannequin with some red hair on it, and it's like
I was gonna say a cardboard cutout.
The label it says Buster.
All of the adversity. That I put on you.
Yeah, JJ's not having it.
Your whole family is proud of you.
Even the dead members.
Mom is proud of you.
This almost kind of starts to remind me of Lori Vallow a little bit, where it's like,
right?
They have new jobs at the new Kmart in heaven, and they're doing great. They're selling sub sandwiches.
Letters, emails, and messages that people give to my attorneys. How impressed people are with the way that you have carried yourself through all of this.
He needs to write a fucking tell-all book about how horrible his family is. And cash the fuck in after the shit he's gone through.
Right?
That rational, reasonable thinking people never make as much noise as haters do.
Haters.
Oh.
Is that what we call anybody who opposes the Murdaughs at this point or questions them? Haters?
Questions them, yeah.
Like,
to continue.
Is that us?
It's anybody.
Tune them out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, tune them out. Okay.
And continue to be the bigger person as you have this whole time.
Okay. Some life lessons here.
I want you to continue to stay positive.
I'm sure it means a lot to him.
Stay the course.
Alex, stay the course. The fuck is
this
course?
He's not even there.
What course are you talking about exactly? Like, continue this trend of your horrific family?
I love you so much.
Even though you're not here today.
Next, I'd like to address...
the pets? All the pets that I've offended?
My brothers.
Oh.
My sister. My nieces and my nephews, who I love dearly. My aunts, uncles, cousins, the rest of my family. I am so sorry that I let each of you down.
Yeah, you did.
I'm so sorry that I humiliated each of you.
You still are, right this very second, without even knowing it. That's how...
I'm so sorry.
That's how...
that I destroyed...
out there you are.
Our family's reputation.
Yep.
With these terrible things that I have done.
You'll notice, he sits there, and he makes statements like, these horrible things. Bad. Then he like stops and he looks around the room and he wants
for a reaction.
He's hoping someone's going to react and show him some sympathy, and nobody is. If you're watching this, you're seeing it. But if you're just listening, you have a room full of people that are like falling asleep or their eyes are rolling back in their heads because they're just like, what the fuck are you saying? It's a deaf ears completely because it means nothing. Nothing. There is no sense of anything or semblance of authenticity out of Alec Murdaugh whatsoever. He knows how to act. Yeah. He certainly does in a courtroom, and that's exactly what he's doing right here.
I'm wondering why the judge is letting him go on.
That my actions.
At this point, why not?
Today, somehow made people on social media and in the media think that it's okay to falsely attack two of the three best men.
Oh, you mean your co-conspirators?
That I've ever known.
Or are we talking about your grandparents here? Which one are we talking about? Dad and your grandpa? Okay.
Can't track it.
Talking about dad and grandpa, which also had their own amount of questionable behavior. Not to the extent of Alex, but questionable.
In service. Helping others. Two men fully and wholly committed to justice.
Yeah, just like
you.
Well, I don't know. I got to question that because dad was walking around the hospital during the Mallory Beach death incident where Alec was trying to go from room to room and convince people that it was somebody else driving the boat. Grandpa was right there. His dad was right there with him at that moment in time.
Well, you got to protect the legacy.
So this whole bullshit of, oh, they're always out for justice and fighting. No, they're not. And I don't think you fell all that far from their tree either. You just rolled down the hill and into the inferno of flames that someone was burning by the toxic waste dump.
Two men who were most honest and most decent.
You see, and here's the thing. He's defining those men as most honest and most decent. Would you believe Alec Murdaugh describing anybody in any way that his description of someone is accurate?
No.
There you go. If that's his definition of decent and honest, it explains a lot more about Alec Murdaugh.
And if they were here today,
they'd probably shoot you.
Devastated. By what I have done.
Yeah. He's right about that.
This is where suddenly we have Maury Povich walks into the courtroom He's like, Alex, guess what? You don't know, we have a special guest for you here today. We brought your father and grandfather back from the dead, and they are here to tell you what they think. Bring them in. And then they come in, and they look like zombies. And then they actually happen to have the two weapons that have been missing from the crime scene, and they take Alex out right there in the courtroom.
Oh, now that would be something to see.
That's how it ends, kids. You don't have to see the rest. That's exactly how this whole thing ends. But no, it does not. The rambling does continue. More bizarre admissions do continue. And we're going to play all of them for you as we continue to work through them on our next episodes of Murder in the Morning. Coming up on Friday, we will have the other half of this for you to view and to listen to. And of course, on our YouTube channel, you can view it anytime you want. So we're going to wrap up on that note for today. And like I said, there's far more to come. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of it. Hear from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.